In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis says he won't change how the state prioritizes vaccinations, but will vaccinate inmates ahead of schedule at the Buena Vista Correctional Facility west of Colorado Springs. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The state announced Sunday that the South Africa variant had turned up in the Colorado prison. It's more contagious and vaccines may be less effective against it. Some have advocated that inmates at all facilities be vaccinated early, but Polis indicated it will be on a case-by-case basis.
If there's more deadly variants that are identified wherever they're identified, whether it's a nursing home or prison or simply a family or a school, we then surge vaccines to the impacted community.
The state is investigating how the variant made its way into Colorado and into the prison. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
A Colorado lawmaker wants a permanent reminder at the U.S. Capitol to mark the attack on the building. Representative Jason Crow calls January 6th, quote, one of the darkest days of our democracy. He and 15 other co-sponsors introduced the Capitol Remembrance Act yesterday. It would install a memorial display at the Capitol that includes photographs, artwork, and a plaque honoring the law enforcement officers who died that day. The act would also call for the preservation of property damaged during the attack, some of which would be included in the exhibit. This is CPR News.